Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Sports Radio 1043 The Fan presents Dan Jacobs.
Oh, yeah, this is some Cecil landing type music. Cecil, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Anytime you play my show intro when I'm coming on, having a fantastic time here in Mobile, although things are wrapping up as the NFL is going to leave tonight, mostly. Nobody really sticks around for the game in the league, so it's time to get back home, but just finish up my day three report, looking to get some Waffle House. Like, it's going to be a good night.
Waffle House? Now, we were talking, you and I were texting, you were going to get Waffle House on the way out there. Are you eating Waffle House every day?
And Saucy Q. Yeah, so I'm like in a meat coma. I probably smell really bad, but, you know, hey, having a good time here.
Now, we have some Waffle Houses here. I haven't been to one, but is it the same, or is Waffle House in the South markedly different than what we have here in Colorado?
I think it's roughly the same, but I'll say just for, you know, theater of the mind, like, it's much better here in the South, but whatever. Okay. Yeah, it's probably the same.
Well, so tell us what happened today. What was the big story?
Yeah, a big story was rained out. So, you know, once again, it's like, okay, Mobile, let's figure out a way to, you know, have this indoors or whatever. And they transferred to South Alabama here. They transfer practices. They close it to most of the media. But I, as you know, I'm not most of the media. So I got the film. I'm studying the film. I wrote over my, you know, day three practice report that'll be up tomorrow morning at 1042thefan.com. And you really see, for example, these wide receivers continue to make big plays for either team, whatever team it is, whether it's Denzel Mims, the Baylor kid with a ton of speed, whether it's Liberty's Antonio Gandy-Golden, who's got crazy my ball mentality when the ball's in the air. I mean, it's absolutely his. So, you know, regardless of what you want, James Proche, the SMU kid, who's a great slot receiver, who you'll be shocked to know the Patriots have fallen in love with. Like, whatever you want, you're going to find here at the wide receiver position. So it's not just the juniors. It's not just the T. Higgins and CeeDee Lamb and Jerry Jeudy and Henry Ruggs and Laviska Shenault. It's not just those guys. These seniors here continuing to make plays, even on a rainy day that was moved inside to like this. It's difficult to describe, Dan. It's like half a hangar, half a football field. Really, again, terrible setup. Like, they really need to do something about that, or just move the game to Houston or Atlanta, something like that. But either way, they got it done.
I've heard you and a bunch of other guys talking about this receiver from Liberty, Gandy something. Is this all just kind of Senior Bowl hype, or is that guy actually improving his draft stock? Like, how high can a wide receiver from Liberty go?
Yeah, not that high. I mean, honestly, I remember the last time that I saw a player from Liberty here that was a Scobishan player was Rashad Jennings. And top of my head, you know, he's like a fifth-round pick, something like that. Now, I did write, this is a spoiler alert for my practice report, like, I could see Antonio Gandy-Golden sneaking into, let's say, the end of the third round, you know, something like that. So, again, you want something like Denzel Mims. He's a second-round pick, maybe a late first-round pick. You want a guy like Liberty's Antonio Gandy-Golden. You know, maybe he's like a late third-round pick. A lot of people before this game, super excited to see him because as a route runner, he's really raw, but he has great athleticism, body control, sideline awareness, those type of things. But he's moved himself up. And I've always said at this game, it's like 5% of your grade. Never going to go crazy. Hell, I used to do that. You know, Lord knows when Lorenzo Booker was here, I was like, oh, my God, this guy's the greatest. He did nothing. So, you know, I've learned over 14 years. I actually can learn over 14 years of coming to this game. Like, yeah, don't get too high with the highs. Don't get too low with the lows. The guy has a good week here. He can move up about a round. So I had Gandy-Golden as, you know, fourth round pick. Yeah, he might be a third rounder now. Just got to continue it with his pro day, with his scouting combine, the rest of the underwear Olympics. But this is actual football. So it's nice to see. You know, the combines are 1% of your, half a percent of your grade. But here at the Senior Bowl, I consider it about 5% of your grade.
Interesting. And I heard John earlier with Stokely and Zach, and I just can't believe this. But you guys were talking about a quarterback out of Utah State going to go higher than Justin Herbert, who at one time his junior year, everybody thought he was going to be the number one overall pick. Is that really going to happen? Or once everybody goes nuts, you know, around combine time and draft time, will Herbert shoot back up?
Well, I remember this, and here's the thing about Herbert. And I don't believe I said he'd go over Herbert. I don't know what those guys were saying after I was on. But here's what I want to say about Herbert and something I've been saying all week. In fact, I wrote about it in my Mile High Monday at 1043thefan.com. Herbert could be number one overall, not Joe Burrow. Guess who's coaching here? The Bengals. Guess who's coaching Justin Herbert? The Bengals. Guess who wants a more large-bodied quarterback like Jared Goff, a more strong-armed quarterback like Jared Goff? The Bengals, Joe Burrow, for as much as we love him at LSU, like the fact of the matter is he's kind of like Andy Dalton. Now, it might be the greatest version of Andy Dalton ever in the history of ever, and Joe Burrow can never do anything wrong. Yeah, fine by you Bengals fan. Let's calm down there. The fact of the matter is I've talked to team people. I've talked to people in the league. I've talked to people around that team that insist that Herbert at one, not trading down, is not out of the question. Doesn't mean it's going to happen, right? I told D-Mac this and his head exploded. He's like, it's the greatest ever. It's like, no, I'm not saying it's going to happen. I'm telling you what people in the league are telling me. Herbert is an option at one. Doesn't mean he's going to be one. Burrow should still be one. So that being said, where's Herbert going to go? All right. Could it even be the Lions at three? Maybe, you know, Matthew Stafford back injury last couple of years. So maybe then you got Tua Tagovailoa going to the Dolphins. That is locked in. Dolphins might even have to move up to get him at number five. So, you know, hey, big Dolphins fan like you, Dan,
right?
You're going to be super excited about that. And by the way, they might have to move up again. I wrote about this in my practice report today. And then Jordan Love. Now, again, I love this guy. I was telling people in September, you know, watch for Jordan Love. And guess what he lost this year? I don't know why he stayed at Utah State, but here's what he lost. He lost five offensive linemen. He lost his head coach. He lost his quarterback's coach. He lost two of his best receivers. And he had a horrible year, like, especially compared to what he had as a junior year. But guess who kind of did that last year? Drew Lock. Drew Lock didn't lose as much, granted. But Locke didn't have a good senior season compared to his junior season. And NFL teams learn, because everyone I'm talking to down here is like, oh, my God, I can't believe Elway did it. He found a quarterback. What were we thinking? Drew Locke looks like the man, you know. So maybe teams a little bit wiser this time around. I already had Jordan Love graded as a first-round pick. So, you know, saying that he's the best ever. I've heard some people say Pat Mahomes. For the love of God, don't make me cuss on these airwaves, but nobody say Pat Mahomes, Jordan Love in the same breath. And I love Jordan Love, okay? I love the guy. I would compare him more to Josh Allen. Yeah, I mean, maybe a sinewy-er version, if that's even a word. He's more sinewy than Josh Allen. Josh Allen's pretty thick, you know, good Cam Newton-like. So with Jordan Love, athletic, mechanically, is magnifique, just perfect. Love Jordan Love. But, you know, now I heard the Colts love him at 13. Heard the Raiders love him at number 12. Well, he might not even be there when the Raiders pick at 12. So he might be a top 10 pick. So we could see Herbert as a top 10 pick, who's here. And we could see Love, who could be a top 10 pick, who's right here as well.
All right, last one for you. So Elway did his interview yesterday with Steve Atwater for the Broncos website. For the first time ever, we really heard him finally getting behind Drew Lock. So given what he was saying down there, we can now pretty much 100%, there's a 0% chance no matter what happens, the Broncos take any side of quarterback no matter who falls or who's in front of them.
Yeah, I mean, I would say this. I won't say 0% because whatever, you know, anything's possible. But what's likely? It's not likely the Broncos are going to do anything outside of start Drew Lock in 2020. And for that, I say good. So Elway's certainly feeling his oats down here. Getting that, you know, he got a chin up, sun's shining, even when it's downpouring here. But, like, for John Elway, because, again, that reputation. Last year, I had scouts that were making fun of him, that were clowning him to me, you know, because he can't find a quarterback. This year, those same scouts are like, oh, crap, Elway might have done it. So, of course, the guy's feeling good about Drew Lock. And outside of Drew Brees becoming available or something crazy like that, I mean, Locke's the guy. I can't believe people would even bring up, like, draft Herbert or, like, no, God, no. Drew Locke's the guy. Let's stop talking about it. Let's go. Get this guy some weapons.
All right, sir. Well, safe travels. You'll be back on your own show this time tomorrow, right?
Yes. I land about 5, so I got plenty of time to get to the studio. Knock on wood.
All right. Thanks, Cecil. We appreciate it.
Be good, man.
All right. Cecil Lammy out there in Alabama getting ready to get some Waffle House, and then he'll be getting back here to Denver.
Alabama!
Yeah, it was interesting to hear. You know, John Elway finally now give kind of a full-throated endorsement to Drew Lock and say, yes, you know, we have to get behind him and build him up and things like that. A lot of stuff we might get to later in the show about from that John Elway interview. If you want to react to anything Cecil said or anything we had in the first hour of the program, you are welcome to get involved, as we said. As always, on Twitter, I'm at Dan T. Jacobs Law. You can follow me there. He's at Kyle High Radio, or get involved on the RamosLaw.com text line. 303-713-1043. We'll catch up on the text line next, and then, yes, we're going to get into it. Coming up next, our segment, we're going to talk about it. The Colorado Rockies, just what a bad, bad, terrible week for both Nolan Arenado and Jeff Breidich and the Colorado Rockies. We will discuss that next. It's the Dan Jacobs Show, filling in for Cecil Lammy here on 104.3 The Fan.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank. Banking for good.